My name is Baring Batsukorjas, a BBK, the editor of the Sunday Times, and I write the Unplugged column as well as do the BBK Unplugged podcast. So it is that on the 8th of August last year, just before the beginning of the Betway Premier Soccer League, I took a walk in Parktown on a cold winter day and walked from our offices to the offices of the PSL, where I had an interview arranged with the chairman of the PSL, Ivan Khoza. The idea was to have a conversation about the club, Orlando Pirates, because after the departure of Jose Riviero, who found the advances of Egyptian and African giants Al Ahly too tempting to resist, it meant that Orlando Pirates were without a coach. And Ivan Khoza decided to appoint Abdeslam Ouaddou, the lanky Moroccan, whose only claim to fame in South African football at the time was being the coach of Marumo Gallants, for whom he was in charge of 10 Betway Premiership matches and was able to stave off relegation in that process. Having come from a season, three seasons to be precise, of a Jose Riviero, who by the time he departed, he got off the Orlando Pirates ship, he had left five trophies, five pieces of silverware in the cabinet of the Sea Robbers. And people were really not taking to Abdeslam as his successor. Things got even more worse when he got off to a disastrous start in his life as the man in charge of the pirate ship with those back-to-back defeats to Sekhukhune United. And guess who else? The self-same Marumo Gallants. But boy, oh boy, look at how things have ended 10 months into the season, with Ouaddou delivering not one or two, but three trophies, including a Betway Premiership title, which Pirates had last hoisted in 2014. In the conversation with Khoza, we asked, why Ouaddou? Pointedly, I wanted to find out from him the wisdom behind appointing Ouaddou. We also spoke about why he decided to give Sipho Mbule an opportunity to play for Orlando Pirates when his troubles, off-the-field troubles, that is, with SuperSport United and Mamelodi Sundowns, and even Sekhukhune, where he was on loan, were well documented. Khoza also, on my probing, shares the reason behind obtaining the signature of Oswin Apolis. You'll be interested to find out what exactly happened there. He talks about his favorite phrase, which he likes reminding me of in our conversations, that you can never dry today's washing with yesterday's sun. He talks about what it is that really made him that Ouaddou was the right man to take Orlando Pirates forward. And we also, in Mbombela, on the final day of the season, when Ouaddou repaid Ivan Khoza's faith in him. I hope you're going to find this interesting. I hope you're going to enjoy it. Let's engage. You can leave your comments and we can take the conversations forward. And I hope you're going to look forward to an enthralling World Cup, where we all hope that Bafana Bafana, amongst one of the 10 teams that are going to be participating, representing the African continent for the very first time in FIFA World Cup's history. Bafana, we believe in you. We hope that you are going to be able, for the first time at your fourth appearance at the World Cup, to get out of the group stages. Who else knows what's going to happen once you've dealt with Mexico, Czech Republic, as well as South Korea.
Hi, this is Steve Compeller from Golden Arrows. If you thought I was a son of the soil, check the real soil. Just listen to Sports Live with BBK. They don't come any darker. The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. Sports Live with BBK.
Today is the 8th of August. We are at the PSL. My name is Baring Batsukorjas. I'm having an interview with the chairman of the PSL, Mr. K.
Morning.
How are we today?
Well, you know, it's winter today, and we thought we were in almost spring, you know, but, you know, it's a bit of a big touch of, you know, exiting of winter.
Yes. Mr. K, let's start Eskotin. Three times, what's the phrase? A bridesmaid. The race goes, it is 17 points. Again, it is 23 points. And then lastly, it is 13 points. Surely, when one looks at the way that the transfer market has been exercised in bringing the talent that has been brought and bringing it for a new man, surely, in your brain, the idea is to see Orlando Pirates going gung-ho for the Premier Soccer League title, the Betway Premiership.
Well, it's not a question of gung-ho, it's a question of accumulated experience. Remember that Orlando Pirates was the only team that was keen to play in the CAF competition in years gone by. Mm-hmm. Most teams were not keen to go there because when you come back, you end up relegated, you're totally at the drop zone.
Yeah.
And the team is never the same again. Mm-hmm. But we've been consistent. And that's why when you see the four positions in CAF were accumulated because of Paris' participation in the competition.
Yeah.
I guess because at the time also I was a member of the CAF subcommittees.
Back in the day.
Inter-club committee, and it was very important as a league that is successful to be represented. Mm-hmm. But all the teams, I can count the number of them that came from CAF. Only two, three that were likely not to be relegated. Mm-hmm. And that is why, for us, the reinforcement is the accumulation of matches. We played 54 matches mm-hmm. in a season. Sundance was worse if we played more than, you know, almost 60 people that go to the Club World Cup competition. And the players had to outperform themselves because in the group stages we never lost, which was a surprise to everybody.
Yes.
But it was working progress, you know, behind the scene because we had to spend money to go to camp in Spain. It was a joke to some people. Meantime, you know, we're trying to create some kind of interventions because if you don't have resources, you must be creative. Because complaining is not going to give you the answers.
Yeah.
If you are not, you know, endowed, you know, financially, it should not be an excuse of not, you know, trying your best. As far as we take everything as it comes, to make sure that we try and find solutions the best we can. So having done very well in the CAF competition to win the semi-final,
yeah.
And it has a strain on our players. Some of them obviously the age, you know, is such that, you know, the recovery takes a bit of time.
Yeah.
So we had to reinforce the team because I qualified for CAF again mm-hmm. in a truncated, you know, season this time because there's the AFCON, there's a Champions League starting, there's an AFCON that, you know, we must comply with, and, you know, on the dates.
December and January.
And also there's a World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a directive from FIFA when the league must stop. Mm. Now, the days are congested, are truncated, you know, are reduced. Now, it's not about now, you know, thinking about the league, about what we have a competitive team, because football is got not there for.
Yeah.
So our plan was to make sure that with the challenge we have experienced the last season, it's going to be worth in the truncated, you know, season. We don't have, you know, superhuman beings, because players that absorb so much pressure that sometimes they don't talk, they get paralyzed in their responses. So for us, it's to make sure that we create a team that's going to be able to absorb the pressure, you know, in playing what we call. If anything happens, you know, then it's the result, not the objective. Because the objective, we can't plan for football.
Yes.
Nobody ever thought Manchester City would be where it is. Manchester United is where it is. It's the nature of the game. It's a cycle. You know, if we're performing in terms of improving our performance in the league, it's a good sign, but at the same time, it's not a guarantee of anything. And it was worse that he had to change, you know, the coach because he was now attracted to another, you know, team in the continent. So we must start afresh with the new coach, you know, to adapt and to adjust, which is another factor.
Yes.
That the players must get used to his tactics, you know, his regime,
mm-hmm.
in terms of discipline, you know, in terms of responding, in terms of recovery. All those things, you know, they take their own kind of time. And also for the players to be in sync, you know, with the expectation of the coach or what the coach hopes him to achieve with them, of course.
What do you, Orlando Pirates chairman, hope that Abdeslam Ouattou is going to achieve? Maybe before we get there, why him? Why did you hire Abdeslam Ouattou?
Well, the advantage, you know, is that, you know, he is coming from the continent.
Mm-hmm.
He played a number of games, you know, in the national team of Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
But he came from a top team in the UK. In a team that was some kind of a distinguished, you know, talent. So he was in a group of talented, you know, players. So having played, you know, looking at his achievement in a short space of time in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
when he was available, with all the scan we've thrown all over the net and all over the world, it was not a
brainer.
It was no brainer for us to say, let's see if he can able to adjust. Because he's been to some teams, you know, in Europe, playing there, gaining experience, you know, in France. So it's rounded. But I guess also, you know, what motivated us most,
mm-hmm.
when after playing, he wanted to empower himself. And there was no offering in his country for the licensing of coaches.
Sure. He said after playing, he wanted to empower himself.
Yes. Yes.
Coaching education.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wanted to have qualifications to be able to be a complete coach.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided that, you know, because there is no offering of that kind of courses, you know, in Morocco, he went to Algeria.
Yes.
It's unusual with players to, you know, who are daring to better themselves in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And he went there and he qualified. He came back with all the qualifications. Now that told us that it means he is a man that is disciplined.
Sure.
He's a man that is a hard worker. He's a man that, you know, want to give himself a chance by being properly qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And for him also to risk, you know, to leave his country, to come and offer his services to the continent.
Mm-hmm.
You can only hope. Because the signs are showing us that he's a disciplined person.
Mm-hmm.
He's the most important factor, you know, in a coach, you know, in any team that you're going to be coaching. It starts with you to be disciplined.
Sure.
So that we must rub off, you know, to the players, because they need help, they need intervention.
Mm-hmm.
So with all other things that have counted in terms of his playing career, you know, he's never said die, you know, attitude of trying to go and get qualifications, and spend his own money when they are not available, you know, in Morocco,
yeah.
to go to Algeria to go and qualify there. So it gives us the kind of comfort to say, you know, we can allow him to, you know, to be the coach of Orlando Pirates, you know, and with all the support that we provide to our coaches, let's see how it goes.
When you look at the dominance that Sundowns have had on the league, and the fact that the past three seasons, in fact, basically it's been a race between the two, does it make you feel that it's taking away, in the sense that all the other teams are not getting at the level of the two, so that we cannot have a one-horse race which threatens to make our Betway Premiership a farmers league?
No, you know, football is got its own cycle. Where you find some teams have got a good crop of players, like Stellenbosch, for instance.
Yes.
Stellenbosch, you know, I don't know their business model. Mm-hmm. Well, some teams, you know, in the UK, you know, they say to themselves, we know we're not going to win the league.
Yeah.
We're a setting club.
Mm-hmm.
That is in Southampton, you know, it's one of all those kind of teams.
Brighton of Albion.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So now, you know, that's their model. Now, I don't know what's the model of Stellenbosch.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see the quality that they produce in a short space of time. But unfortunately, with talent, sometimes it gets mined out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, precious, you know, metals in the underground of the belly of the earth.
Yes.
They get mined out, and the next thing they get with mines that, you know, are not profitable because there's no more precious metal underneath.
Yeah.
Because again, in all the clubs, you know, all over the world, you know, you find the club is for instance, look at, you know, Ajax, Amsterdam.
Yes.
He created a model where everybody aspired, you know, to use that model. Meantime, they're educating everybody in the process. How is it done? So the dominance, you know, subsided. In terms of guaranteed, you know, quality to export.
Yes.
They were a go-to club, you know, for everybody. Their scouting mechanism, you know, it was unbelievable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Bring players from South America, in Europe, in the continent, you know, with Benny McCarthy and
Steven
Pienaar benefiting. Yes, and Ngobeni.
Yes, yes.
Succeeding.
Mm.
But they've thrown their net all over the place. But that model, you cannot talk about it today. Because the production of those players is not the same again.
Yeah.
Same thing with Manchester United. The last time they produced, you know, players, it was a crop of the Beckham.
The brothers.
Yeah, sons. You know. So after that, nothing. They are trying, but they don't show up, you know, because this thing is a cycle. Now, again, you know, fortunately with us, you know, in South Africa, we've got a team that, you know, decided, you know, to invest in so many things that they are ready to chase. You know, now you must not be creative to say, if you don't have resources, what do you do? You can't complain. What do you do? Because South Africa, you know, with all the challenges of the, which I'm not condoning, they need to find a way of creating the source of that we have today, the tenants that we have today.
Yeah.
So it's within us to say, what is the solution to make, you know, in terms of be competitive. We all know that Brazil is a top team that produces talent. In the World Cup, they don't dominate like before now. So we are looking for that, you know, magic, you know, code. It's a work in progress. We are slowly getting there. And other teams, also, obviously, I know they are also reorganizing themselves. Because all the teams they have, they down 10.
Mm-hmm.
Even sometimes we can tell you they complain that, you know, they've won, you know, the league, but they've not won the competitions.
Yes.
Because it just works like that, because also they're exposed, you know, in terms of the schedule. It's too tight for them also. With all the depth they have, but the schedule is demanding on the players.
Yeah.
So it's a question of now us, you know, finding a way that is going to fit our quality of players that we have and the plans that we have to find a solution. I mean, look at Liverpool after 30 years, one of the top teams in the UK, to win the league for the first after 30 years.
You're looking at a man who was patient for 30 years.
Everybody must be patient, you know. Who ever thought that Manchester United would be number 15 on the log?
Mm.
It's unthinkable.
Mm.
You know, who ever thought that there'd be a team from Saudi Arabia, you know, becoming so competitive, you know. And who thought that there'd be a team from South Africa representing the best of Africa in the World Cup, Club World Cup?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all this is a motivating influence. So they must dig deep and look for solutions. Don't complain and grumble and talk about your unfortunate situation. There's no unfortunate situation. God gave us all gifts of challenging ourselves. So at first we're challenging ourselves with all the meager resources that we have. We're challenging ourselves because even the buying the market, you know, we're very creative. You know, the way we go to the market, you know, because we don't have the kind of money. You know, we wait, you know, for opportunity to get players that are affordable, you know. Mm-hmm. Whatever we get in the market, you know, we invest back. A little bit of money we got, you know, in the campaign, in the CAF, we invested back into the club.
Yeah.
So there are no dividends. That's why I say football is a game of love.
Yeah.
If you don't have a game, you don't have the passion, you can't, you know, survive, you know, because some companies, they knew they're going to get dividends at the end of the financial year. There's no dividends in football. Whatever money you make, you must plow it back. That's what we do. Because it's important, you know, for the sake of our supporters, because they want better. We can promise, but there's no guarantees.
Yeah.
But if they see that they are making an effort, they end up being patient also. To say, we can only do so much.
How much did Barrick make from the Champions League? How much did Barrick make from the Champions
League? We don't make money because, you know, when you make money, they take out the expenses, you know. So whatever money we make, you know, it's not the money that we make, what remains after expenses. Expenses alone, we spend almost 11 million rand in expenses in the campaign.
The whole campaign?
I'm just saying. Because
Ballpark figure.
Yes, we spend almost 11 million rand we spend in the campaign.
Now, Chair, amongst the signings that you've made, one particular interesting one, and I would like to get the psychology behind it, because you will find a lot of people saying Sipongole is wasting his talent. He is not focusing on the football, as mightily talented as he is. Take me through the thinking behind bringing Sipongole to Orlando Pirates.
Sipongole, you know, we're hoping to get him before he left, you know, SuperSport. Unfortunately, you know, we're deficient in terms of resources. We saw it then that, you know, it's a rare quality. Now, there's a challenge sometimes in our country that, you know, when people are in a situation, we see them as a problem. But at Orlando Pirates, we always say, this person is not a problem, he's got a problem. We did it with Jabu Pude. And when we engaged him, you know, talking to him, we discovered things that the country is not aware up to today, which I'm privileged I go and talk about it in terms of, you know, his life. Because he shared his life, and that was a trigger to us. And that's why even the Bucks camp that you see, the Bucks camp, where the players are talking about, you know, their situations. It was instigated and motivated by that experience of engaging Jabu Pude. To learn that, you know, players are human beings. To hold back, you know, people might misunderstand you, supporters might misunderstand you, and give you a tag that demotivates you, that cancels you, because the cancel culture is so prevalent in our society. So when you get involved, you know, with engaging, you know, the desire to get bullied, something very tricky that happened.
What happened?
It says to us, you know, we appreciate that you want to take me with all the baggage I have. with a free clearance. But can you do me a favor? If I'm successful in playing in this team, just for one season, if you can get a player like, you know, a police, I'll be happy.
He says to you,
yes,
you are taking me with the baggage that I have.
Yes.
And if I come, please get me a player like a police.
So it did a lot of work, you know, of, you know, understanding the person himself. And funny enough, the reverence, the respect is commanding from players from all the teams.
Yes.
Even the supporters, it is something aura that is got that maybe we don't understand.
Yes.
So, and that is why we said, you know, we don't say that we've got solutions. Because whenever I deal with players, I always think about my children, that they must be given a chance in life. Because life is impatient with people. Some people have impatience with their own children. But football, it helps you to, and teaches you to be patient, to understand, to engage. Whereas the generation we have today is difficult, you know, to understand, because things have moved.
Mm.
That's why my old expression I always use when I talk to you, you cannot try yesterday's washing with today's sun. So because, you know, today's washing with yesterday's sun, you can't. Because you are learning every day as you move on. And it's becoming trickier now with the internet life coming into our space to understand the psyche of the players, psyche of the youth, psyche of the Gen Z generation, psyche of the Gen Alpha generation.
Mm.
So it's a bit of a challenge, you know, it's a learning experience. But coming back, you know, to Mbuli, you know, we thought maybe, you know, if we are doing some interventions, if we are likely to understand and identify the actual problem, because we cannot guarantee, because it might be beyond us, we don't know, but we shall have tried. Because life is about also giving when you expect of getting. Because you are saying to yourself that if you give other people a chance, even your kids one day they will be given a chance. Because the world is impatient. They cancel you, they write you off.
Mm.
So we thought with what we think is got the potential, you're not even realizing his whole potential, we think. So let's see how far we can go. Some people might blame us that, you know, we're reckless. I'll accept that. But if it was your child, you go to the teacher, please admit him again into the school. He must finish his matric. He must finish his grade 12. He must finish his degree. You know, with all the problems that they've identified, when they must understand. But you can't understand when it's your turn not to give back. So that's how we approach the matter of Sipho Mbuli.
In that brutal honesty, Chair, what does he say? What does he say, Peter Wilson? What does he say he's battling
with? That's what I'm saying. The boy has got no problem. He's got a problem. So that's why we are dealing with it, because it's a work in progress right now. So I can't prophesy that you have already pinned down, you know, the causative factors of the things that we think need to be the intervention, the immediate one that we have already applied, you know, but we're working on it, because we can't be expert. We're only ordinary football people, you know. We're working on it, you know. That's why it's too early for me to say anything.
The boy is work in progress. We are working on it.
Yes.
It's too early for me to say anything.
Yes. But he's responding very well. To say that he's responding very well.
So the Apolis acquisition is a direct response to Mbuli's request?
Well, he was in our radar screen, but it was a unique coincidence.
Mm.
Because, you know, Apolis was not on the market, because, you know, the team, when he went for the first, I said, no, we're not ready to start some 2 years ago or so.
Yes.
So we were hoping, waiting. So when this utterance of Mbuli, which will resuscitate, you know, the inquiry, and I don't know if it's God's grace or coincidence or good timing, we're fortunate that, you know, we ended up, you know, acquiring, you know, a police.
We to resuscitate the inquiry.
Yes, because, you know, we always do that with teams. We don't just want, we ask. Because we are sensitive, you know, the teams also, they've got their own plans. We can't impose ourselves, you know. Especially when with the meager resources, you know, we cannot entice much. Because, you know, we always, you know, pleading poverty in terms of the person, they want my talent, but they plead in poverty. You don't think about me. So we appreciate that, you know, we managed, you know, to get the player, and we are appreciative of Mr. Mokaladis giving us the opportunity to play the
player. Yes, yes, yes. Now, Chair, we're talking of the current squad now. We're talking of the current players. But there is a former player who passed away over a decade now. Physically, he's gone. But he remains in our minds, top of minds, because the case continues. The case of Senzo Manyiwa continues. As I sit here today, on the 8th of August, 2025, in your office at the PSL, the lawyers are arguing. I'm talking about the defense lawyers of the people in the dock. They want the case to be dropped because they say these are not the people. Looking at the time it has taken with the case, the lawyers changing, the judges changing, and up to so far, this is not closed. I'm raising this because in the last conversation, we said at Fly Africa in the boardroom, and this was soon after Senzo's passing, and you said to me, Senzo was one of the special ones that you put in the safe and protect. You conveyed to me how heartbroken and how shattered you were at the news of his demise. Looking at how long this thing has dragged and not coming to finality, because you say to me that players are your children, this child of yours that you have lost, Chair, and to this day, there is no conclusion to it. Mr. K, what say you?
You see, there have been too many voices around, you know, commentary around Senzo. And that's why as Orlando Pirates, we decided to keep quiet on this matter. Because we've done what is right on our side in terms of executing, you know, our appreciation of getting the boy at the age of 13 and taking him back in a lifeless body to the parents when he was the captain of the club or the national team. Now, the rest I can't comment because, you know, there's too many commentary in the space. So I don't want, you know, to create another discussion because the matter is in the courts and seemingly the state has closed this case. Which way or direction, I don't know. I can only wait. I can only comment after the case is over. It's been finalized in court. Because I don't want to be involved in it in the discourse. Because, you know, we've done our part. A lot of things developed in the space. So I do not want to add any spice, you know, at this stage of the case, so that, you know, I should not divert the attention and the focus and the significance of the achievement that the case, at least the state has closed its case. So wait what's going to be the outcome. So I can't say much.
Patience.
But we are proud that part of that we discharge our responsibilities of showing what the sense of man to us. So that I'm comfortable with. So what is outside the scope of Pirates is difficult to comment. Because I don't know the dynamics, you know, the variables. So we've got a comment to make at appropriate time. But for now, you know, we're just allowing the wheels of justice to continue.
Well, outside of our scope, it's difficult to comment. For now, we allow the wheels of justice to turn.
Yes. But fortunately now, at least there's a piece of the light on the end of the tunnel that the case has closed its case. Still has called us closed its case. So, we're waiting.
So, something interesting happened on Thursday at Valana. You stand up, you take the microphone, and you thank Mpumi and Nkosana Khoza, which piques my interest. Is there a handover of the baton? Is the chairman of Orlando Pirates taking a back seat and allowing the sons, Mpumi and Nkosana, to be at the wheel of the ship in terms of the running of the club?
In life, it's good when you give with a warm hand than to give with a cold hand. The commentary on Thursday, was it Thursday?
It was Wednesday.
The comment on Wednesday, it was door to door, managing the transaction with me not involved.
Managing the transaction, that whole sponsorship,
was not involved. The two of them were involved.
Of bringing Anstel on board.
Hmm?
Of bringing Anstel on board.
Engaged in the negotiations, you know, finalizing the contract, was not involved.
Hmm.
That's why it was behoove of me to congratulate them.
Hmm.
Because, you know, it was acknowledged, you know, if something is good.
Yes.
It was not sentimental, not because of the relationship of me. It was because of the job well done. Because the CEO of, you know, Heineken congratulated the team of the brand, you know, CEO.
Yes.
So it was also good also to acknowledge the team that was involved. And that's why I'm proud, because I was not involved from day one,
yeah.
Which is remarkable. So they deserve the honor.
Are they stewarding the ship now?
Hmm?
Are they stewarding the ship? Are they running the club?
Well, I can't say much. I'm just saying that, you know, we're talking about the context of the watch call. I don't want to expose my boys on things like that. The infrastructure is still there, but you know, they're playing a significant role, because I say that, you know, when you give it a warm hand, you know, you allow people to make mistakes, you know, so that you're able to correct and also the vibe you receive from the market. It assists, you know, in terms of, you know, evaluation, things to improve, things to strengthen, things to bank as a new achievement in terms of, you know, the approach,
yeah,
on matters.
Yeah.
So that is always happens, you know, in our meetings, you know, downtown, you know, debrief meetings. So, but for now, you know, they are part of the team. I'll talk about uniquely about this event you are talking about.
Yeah.
Why the comment? So I'm just giving the context.
Let's now take the other cab and come back to this building. I'm one person who believes in giving credit to its due, commenting when there's space for comment, and giving a view that may be accepted or not accepted. But the one credit, growing up as a young man whose grandfather had a soccer club, I think we've shared the story before, and knowing the way of football and understanding the challenges of one of your favorite phrases, self-made man, and taking from the pockets of the family to be able to do things for the club. And fast forwarding to being this young 14-year-old administrator, go Alex, learning the ropes from the likes of the late Taunyane, coming to see in the last conversation we had the operations of the A-team, needing to get close and understanding the workings, to the point of where we move from NPSL to the NSL, to the PSL, from amateur days of running things from the boot of the car to getting to a properly run, efficient league that is a $1 billion business. Chair, is it not undermining this progress when we find that at season end, you find cases of people complaining and trying to lodge and trying to almost put the league into disrepute before it even begins? Is there not room for the PSL, through you, Chair, making sure that there are no loopholes that allow people to undermine the hard work that has been put into this brand and placing it to the position it is in the world now?
Well, you know, if that was the case, there would be cases in the Supreme Court, you know, commercial cases. Because every day you go to the big law firms, you know, they are busy, either with government work, you know, with commercial work, with the NGOs, you know, challenges. Because, you know, any legislation, any constitution, you know, is finalized by a human mind. Mm-hmm. The human mind is not complete, there's always a gap. If you put the fact on the table, somebody is challenging that fact. Mm-hmm. So is it the right thing or wrong thing? I can't make a determination. But as we learn in our experience as a league, that's why all the time we reorganize our rules, our compliance manual, to adjust on the lessons learned every season. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm saying, if there's that kind of democratic, you know, opening, nothing stops anybody from going to court or going to arbitration. We cannot stop it as a league because, you know, they talk about the administrative action. Administrative action, you know, is a phenomenon that, you know, if you or Paja gives you so much unlimited rights, mm-hmm, to test whatever you want to test. You can't say that this is not right. If the person thinks that, so it's a waste of money, waste of time, but for him, where he's sitting, he sees that something is not right. There's nothing we can do, because, you know, for instance, we know that, you know, in the PSL, to avoid what you are saying, because people used to wait for the last end of the season to come with, you know, disputes.
Yes.
We said after 40 days, after registration, there's nothing, you can't bring the matter up.
After 40 days.
It's in the rules.
Yes.
Yeah. But people, they find a way of circumventing all that.
Yes.
Because, no, the law is evolving, and lawyers, you know, they see, they discover a disease. All the time, lawyers, they discover a disease. They say, put a comma or a full stop.
Yeah.
And they argue for 10 years. Why the comma must be there or first time must be there. So there are matters that are on the roll for so many years that are never ending. Because of a comma that was put there, what does it mean? Or stop, full stop, what was put there, what does it mean? So our rules are robust. And that is why, you know, up till now, you know, with all the challenges they're talking about, we've never lost a case. As a league.
There's no one?
We've not lost a case. Because now it's a business, and you can't say to a person who sees the investment going, rightly or wrong, says, no, but you are being into disrepute. You know, because, you know, it's got that opening that, you know, if you are not happy with arbitration, can take a matter on review. That's the democratic, you know, constitution that you have adopted in 1994.
Yeah.
So?
The selling and the buying of statuses, Chair, does it not afford these cracks to happen in the system?
You know, BBK, let us be realistic. Fortunately, we are African. You know the environment better than I am, because you are from Chesterfield, I'm from Soweto now, previously Alexander Township. Now, we get involved in football for different reasons. And all of us, one way or another, we're players or supporters. And it's a sport that hooks everybody. If there's an opportunity of owning a club, the guy goes for that opportunity because he wants to be part of the action. Depending what happens in the circumstances for exiting. Now let's take a guy that, you know, is owning a club and he passes away. And the wife says, I'm not interested because I don't have expertise to run this thing. What do we do? And I've said it before that, you know, we always encourage that the community where this club is based, they must get the first option. In this country, the inequalities are there to see, are well documented, that nothing has changed much. We've got few takers who can buy a status or buy the whole team. Because what we promised the sponsors is 16 teams. When the season starts, we must have 16 teams. If not, then it's a breach. What must we do? Now we go to the market and allow the people that are affected to satisfy themselves also. Because some of them, they are bereaved people, some of them in financial problems, whether it's SARS, whether it's liquidation, whether it's business rescue. There's different, you know, situations that are affecting people. We don't even go in there because we need to be sensitive. And our situation is that whatever happens, there must be a smooth transition. Now, if you don't have a takers, what must you do? If you don't have takers, what must you do?
So, BBK owns Chesterfield 11, passes away. No one wants to buy Chesterfield 11 in case of then. And
Gosana
Dlamini from Mpumalanga has got the money.
The constitution of the country allows for economic activity. So you cannot restrict certain things, you can't restrict, even if you've got a strong, you know, position about it. But the constitution of the country talks about economic activity, free economic activity.
Do we do the due diligence then to say Gosana Dlamini, yes, you want to buy BBK 11?
We ask for sustainability.
We
do the sustainability test. They give us all the guarantees. With the BBK, I've got this document here. See what it's written.
MSL Disciplinary Committee.
It's all about all the compliance manual, you know, the first instance body cap licensing, you know, Disciplinary Committee, DRC. In here, it's our jurisprudence on DRC matters.
Yes.
That's the point.
Well, that is how the conversation with the chairman of Orlando Pirates happened, and I hope that you were able to look back to the start of the season and look back through the course of the season, and what you've been able to find out gives context as well to that question, that boiling question as to what really inspired him to make the appointment of Abdeslam Ouadou to become the coach of Orlando Pirates. Enjoy your off-season, enjoy the World Cup. Let's regroup again when we get to yet another, what we hope is going to be an exciting season of the Premier Soccer League. And by the way, congratulations indeed to Mamelodi Sundowns for being crowned African champions. Hope that your achievement of attaining your second star is going to inspire other South African teams, particularly Orlando Pirates, to be able to trace theirs as well.